this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, we're live from the Allo Communications Studios. And it is a monster Monday night, college basketball galore, man. It's going to be so much fun. Of course, all the local teams we chat about will be in action tonight, especially right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The UNC Bears start their season against the number three ranked, well, this Houston team. I mean, we know this Houston team is going to be very good. The number three ranked Houston Cougars, and calling that game tonight on 103.1 and 1310 and 1310kfk.com, the voice of the UNC Bears men's basketball team, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my friend, oh my goodness, look at that. Susan and Cheryl just absolutely, oh, and then they just went quiet just like that, but great applause by them.
Brady, how you doing? Good to talk with you.
Hey, man, I'm ready. We missed you, Jerry. Of course, I know you were hanging out at all these ballparks all summer and such, but we're happy to get you back covering this UNC Bears basketball team.
Well, you know what? I'm excited to be back. I really am. I've been looking forward to this for months. Actually, in the middle of summertime, when I realized the Rockies weren't going anywhere, I was looking forward to doing basketball again. So. And then, you know, just to look at that team and the success they had last year and going to the Big Sky tournament in the championship game and almost, you know, making the tournament, plus some freshmen they got coming in. Just a great deal of excitement, I think, for everybody with UNC men's basketball, especially me. I can't wait to get it going. I know tonight will be tough against Houston, but this team could be something to reckon with as the season goes on, Brady.
Yeah, and what's cool about this is, I mean, again, it's the non-conference schedule is good for many reasons, but, you know, for the Bears' sake and in the Big Sky Conference, the at-large bid stuff isn't really a conversation we're having. So these games are more or less about getting yourself ready for Big Sky play, really, and making sure you're battle-tested by the time you get to the tournament.
Yes, exactly right. So that strength of schedule in the non-conference preseason doesn't really mean anything. Even if you get beat by University of Houston, which is the number three ranked team in the country, it doesn't matter because you got to get to the dance by being the Big Sky champion. So I think what it does is, well, I think the number one priority is you get some cash from a team like Houston. You get some cash from a team like Baylor, which will play next week. But you get that experience. You play with the big boys, and you're going to get beat up a little bit at the beginning of the season and take some lumps. But you're just going to be that much better. And I think especially with this team, Brady, because they're so young, they got four freshmen, all of whom are going to play at some point. Steve Smiley would talk about that tonight in the pregame show. He's really high on this group of four. So as they kind of get assimilated to Division I basketball, they'll just get better and better, in my opinion.
Yeah, he has talked highly, right, Jerry, about these freshmen. Yeah. I mean, coach speak, I don't think Smiley, you know, basketball coaches in particular don't do a lot of coach speak, but when they do, you kind of read between the lines, and when they keep bringing stuff up, that's when you go, okay, he's really excited about these guys. He has talked about those freshmen a lot this offseason.
You know what I'm thinking about, Brad? I've been at this for ever since I saw the practice a couple of weeks ago. Was, man, when these four guys are seniors, what kind of, hopefully they'll be here for 4 years, what kind of team they're going to have? Because you obviously don't have a crystal ball, but you can kind of get a pretty good idea. If these four guys stay together for 4 years, this could be a big, big run for UNC. They're really talented. And when a coach says, hey, I got four freshmen I really like, that's one thing. But when he says, I got four freshmen I love, and they're all going to play as freshmen, then you know you've got something. So I'm excited about seeing them. Again, they're going to take their lumps early on, no question about that. But in the long run, I think these guys are going to be really fun to watch.
Well, and obviously you're getting Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson. Those two guys, we've talked so much about them throughout the offseason, throughout last season as well. I mean, such a big perk. We're pumped to see what those guys can do.
Yeah, no question. And Steve has said that too. It's at the beginning of the season anyway, as our backcourt goes, we'll probably go earlier in the year getting these guys these young guys adjusted to playing at this level. So, yeah, it's the best backcourt in the Big Sky, and I think that's the biggest reason they got a couple votes for being the Big Sky champion and voted being second in the Big Sky behind Montana State again is because of that backcourt. And Dalen Coons is probably the favorite to be the player of the year, probably preseason favorite to be the player of the year in the Big Sky. And if he doesn't get that, I think there'd be a lot of people that would be surprised.
Yeah, no, I think high hopes for Dalen and what he can do even at the next level. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, Jerry, just about like, hey, what David Roddy did, you know, the year before his junior year and then of COVID year, whatever. You know, he was maybe an NBA talent. Who knows? Maybe he could try out for a team. But then it was last year that put him over the top and got him into the first round. And you know, Dalen's looking at that going, okay, I know they're two different schools and two different situations, but if I can go really have a monster season like that, who knows? I might be able to get drafted.
No question. I think that's exactly what Dalen's looking at, too, and it's why he came back. He could have gone overseas and played. He had a lot of interest, and he could have come out before this year, after last season, and done that. But he wanted that shot at the NBA and felt like if he came back and had the big year, maybe was that conference player of the year, that he could become a second-round NBA draft pick. So no matter what happens with Dalen, we know this, he's going to play some. If he wants to play professional basketball, he's going to. He could play overseas tomorrow. He's that kind of talent. But he's got that dream of being the NBA, and so I think that the choice was, hey, come back. This is my best opportunity to make the NBA, is to come back and play this final year of eligibility with UNC.
Talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, and we get set to have that game tonight right here on KFKA. Very much looking forward to that. Going back to the freshman, Jerry, who do you think, and just, you know, you going to practice and talking to coach a little bit, he talks highly of all of them. He kind of lumps them together, but who do you think that freshman is that will rise to the top and maybe be the best player of the group? You got Juju Ramirez, Langston Reynolds, I mean, Brock Wisney. I mean, some really nice players here. And again, Smiley's so excited about all of them. Who do you think's going to be the one that maybe stands out the most?
You know, I'm going to answer that in two ways. Number one, I think the guy that might stand out initially would be Caleb Shaw, the freshman from Phoenix. He can really shoot it, Brady. I mean, he can really shoot the basketball, and that's what they need. They're a three-point shooting team. They're a very good offensive team. Steve likes to play up-tempo and give that guy coming up a secondary break that opportunity to hit three. I think he might have the biggest impact early. I think the guy that might be the best at four would be Juju Ramirez, the 6'9 freshman from Lawrence, Kansas, who just got tremendous upside. I mean, he's a legit 6'9". He's going to fill out a little bit. He is really athletic. He can shoot a little bit, but I think he's going to be a better shooter as he gets more time in the Big Sky and the rest of the preseason time. So I think eventually he'll probably be the best of that group, but I think the guy, just have a hunch that Caleb Shaw, especially the way Steve talks about him, might have the biggest impact early on.
All right, Jerry, talk to us about the big man on this team. That's obviously, I don't know if it's a concern, but it's a question mark. You know, you're losing Kuor Jong-Kooch from last season, and you're looking around at guys, you know, the Theo Hughes, he's 7 foot, 260 pounds. He's a monster. And I know Jamel Melvin is out for a while. We'll see what that looks like as far as him coming back. But who's starting as the big guy for this team?
Yeah, I think tonight it's going to be Theo Hughes. And that's kind of what Steve hinted at the other day when I talked to him. So that makes sense. He's been around the program a little bit more. I think maybe eventually Jamel Melvin, by the way, is coming along much quicker with his rehab than anybody anticipated and might be available when the conference season starts in a couple weeks. So that's good news on that front. He's way ahead of schedule with his rehab on that broken bone. But Theo Hughes would probably be the starter. Melvin maybe eventually. And then I think they're going to ask Juju Ramirez to play center. I think just because out of necessity, he's a natural four, but he can play five. And the word is that when Steve talked about that, he was all excited. He thought, hey, I just want an opportunity to play, whether that's the one, two, three, or four positions, I want to get on the court. So I think that's probably what you're looking at. And you got another guy, Riley Abercrombie, who's a kind of a swing guy, a three and a four. He'll be in the middle a little bit. But that's where they lack a little bit right now. That's the question mark right now, is along that front line, especially in that center spot.
Well, I'll be interested to see kind of what they're able to do there. I know that was the big question in the offseason and what that would ultimately look like. But at the end of the day, as we mentioned with Dalen and Matt, you feel really good about your guard play. I know Dalton Connect, they're expecting some big things from as well. But you have the pieces here, Jerry, to really make this season a special year.
I think so too, Brady. I'm with you on that. And again, I think they're going to get beat up a little bit early on simply because they have to play a lot of young guys. But that's going to pay off for them. And I think the young guys are not only talented, but I think they're a fearless bunch as well. They're like, hey, let's go. Let's roll this ball out there and see what we can do against the likes of Houston and Baylor and some other schools. So, yeah, I think they're excited about getting – I know they're excited about getting going tonight. They've been practicing for a month against each other, and it's time now to play somebody else. But you're right. I think this has the makings of a really special season. And, again, if it's not this season, you're going to lose your backcourt after this year. But, Dan, those four freshmen are really going to be exciting for the next 4 years.
Yeah, no question about it. It sneaks up on us, doesn't it? That transition period between football and basketball is always just madness. But we look forward to it. Jerry, what time do you get rocking tonight before tip-off?
Yeah, 5:30, 6 o'clock tip-off, we'll get that pregame show going at 5:30, and we'll tip it off at 6, and we'll see what happens against the number 3 team in the country.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm looking forward to this team, but I'm looking forward to hearing your voice back on with the UNC Bears basketball team. So have a wonderful call tonight, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Brady. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears men's basketball team. 5:30, we get that pregame show rolling for you here on KFKA with that opening tip-off just after 6 o'clock. 12:48 the time. Don't forget, we have, again, we keep it live and local here. We're talking to Jerry about UNC basketball. I've got the Clay Millen show coming up at 1 o'clock, so we're looking forward to that. I thought this offense took some nice strides for Colorado State. We'll see how Clay's filling with everything at this point. Only a few weeks to go for Colorado State for football, really, and we'll see if they can find a way to have a positive ending. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.